B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Go ahead, Eric, you're on.
Here's a problem. I've been with my wife for a while. We've taken several breaks before we got married. And I just found out that while we were on break before we got married, she hooked up with one of my best friends.
While you guys were on a break?
We were on a break.
She hooked up with one of your best friends?
Yeah.
Why did she tell you that?
We were arguing, and it was just one of those things where you're like, hey, you know, I don't keep anything from you. And she was like, you know, I was like, I'm sure you, you know. And then she said, well, and when she said, well, I kind of like was like, well, what is it? You know, you don't say well without it being something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What's the problem?
Yeah, are you considering doing something drastic or?
At first I was, yeah. But then I was like, this is probably a bad idea. You know?
Yeah, she really didn't do anything wrong. Yeah,
she screwed you by telling you. Really?
Yeah, the worst
What
thing,
was the point yeah, of telling
the,
you that?
Yeah, the only thing she did wrong was actually telling
right.
you.
Right. Are you around this guy anymore?
Recently, yeah, but not anymore. You know?
Did you even approach him on it?
I don't think I should.
Oh, so you haven't yet.
It's not going to end well.
Yeah. I mean, Damn. He slept with your wife, but you were on a break.
She wasn't his wife at the time, Ramiro.
That's true. Listen, I have my cousin who's now happily married. When him and his wife were on a break, when they were dating, he had sex with another girl. And he told her right away.
No,
and to this day.
No.
And to this. No, no. He always says to her, he's like, he goes, you can't get mad because you're the one that said we should go on a break. So, yes, you said we should go on a break. I went on a break and I slept with someone else.
Damn,
there's nothing you can do about it.
I never understood why people tell. It's like, what is the point? If you're not going to do anything, if it's in the past and there's nothing that's going to affect your future, why say anything? Now you're screwing yourself.
So do you want my mature answer, Eric, or do you want?
I really would appreciate a different perspective on this. I don't want to throw everything away.
Then don't.
You know, we have our ups and downs, but we're, you know.
You already know your answer.
You know?
Do you know what kind of sex they had?
Oh, jeez.
No, I didn't ask.
You should ask.
No, you should not. No, you should not.
You should know how intimate he got with her.
No. Did you don't need all that.
Like where his face went.
Okay.
No.
Like where his hands
were.
Yeah,
this is really not helping.
No, not at all. Then why did you call him?
Aren't you glad?
He's the worst person to talk to.
Did anybody sit on anybody's face?
Okay.
Like we need to know these things. How about you ask her and then call us back and let us know.
Go be happy.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.